This is ARPBEAT, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. By day, he's an engineer in Coldwater, designing suspensions for vehicles. At night, and during almost any other free moment, Kyle Burnett scavenges scrap yards for artistic possibility. Rusty metal pieces take on a new life under the flame of his welding torch. Over the past year, the Battle Creek resident has become a metal artist, creating bullfrogs, butterflies, cranes, elk, fish, and gargoyles out of junkyard scrap. Many of them are on exhibit in area parks and outside public buildings. Kyle, I understand this began with a Christmas present, a welder from your wife, Alicia.
Yes, she ended up getting me a welder. I've been asking for one for a while. I wanted one just so I could try to get into it a little bit, and she surprised me with it. It was more of an entry-level welder, but it was all I needed to get started.
In your regular day, you're a product design engineer in Coldwater. Is that right?
And yes.
So how did this all connect? I imagine there is some kind of a connection between product design and welding.
There is a deep connection to all of this. It was kind of a step-by-step kind of evolution that took place. I started my career in product design engineering in 2013. I started at a smaller shop. I was designing suspensions for side-by-sides. And I got the opportunity to actually go out in the shop and build everything I designed. It kind of gave me a hands-on approach, and it kind of helped me visualize things differently. And I go from SolidWorks, and then I can actually go out and build it by hand. So it brought that connection. I spent a lot of time on my lunch hours learning how to weld. This is all kind of self-taught through the years. Also surrounded by a lot of talented fabricators, helped out as well. But that kind of where it sparked in the metalworking side.
So you did have some mentors or somebody whose work you looked at?
Yeah, we had a full production crew where I worked in Holland. And there's a lot of talented younger guys that are new to welding. And it was just, we were able to bounce ideas off from each other and help develop each other and our abilities.
Where do you find all these metal pieces? That kind of sounds like a fun part in and of itself.
It is. You discover a lot of pieces that you've never seen, and it's a part of history that's kind of untold. So a lot of times I search around on Marketplace. I do posts on Facebook Marketplace as well, just trying to find unique scrap. I also go to different scrap yards, automotive shops and such. And I basically go through the scrap and try to find pieces that kind of catch my eye that kind of I can incorporate into my pieces.
Do you usually start with an idea in mind and then go looking for the scrap? Or do you sometimes just wander through a scrap yard to see what catches your eye, or both?
I don't really have a plan. When I develop the actual sculpture itself, I tend to put pieces in front of me that have a wide range of textures and symmetry, and then I incorporate them into that. But as far as when I go out and look for the material, it's more just looking for unique textures, circular pieces. It's all based on what movement you're trying to get with the sculpture. Joints, obviously, in animals, you portray them as a rounded piece. So I try to use those in areas where there would be a joint to kind of represent that movement. And then in the rest of the body, I try to use a more linear pieces to get the flow of the shape of the animal or whatever I'm building. And so it's more or less just put as much as I can in front of me and let the process flow.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Does this happen in your garage, or have you created a studio?
I have converted my two-stall garage into my studio. Space is definitely a factor. I can only go about 8 feet up right now, so I have to get creative if I want to go bigger. But yeah, I've converted it, and it's been a great space so far, and I really hope in the near future I can possibly expand.
So tell us a little something about who you are, how you grew up. Are you a Battle Creek native? Were there artistic influences when you were a boy growing up?
I am actually from Muskegon, so I grew up along the lakeshore, and I've always been kind of an adventurous. I grew up very adventurous, outside a lot, but I also, a lot of my childhood was playing Legos and building things.
There you go.
Right away, I mean, all of my pieces had to be symmetric. I know my people that actually saw the things I built, they knew that they had to be even and everything. So, I mean, it kind of started there. And Legos, again, are almost infinite variability, just like what I use now. So I just use my imagination to build what I want.
That's true. That's true. I love Legos. Have you been to the Lego Museum? Is that a kind of a inspiration to you these days?
Yes, I have two sons, and they like building things as well. So I go to those places to kind of get their creativity sparking.
And a lot of your sculptures seem to be wildlife, although poking around online to see what you've done, I did find handrails and this really cool gargoyle and even a grill that you did for yourself. But wildlife seems to be your thing, or did it just kind of work out that way?
Yeah, I like wildlife just because they got such a diversity in shape, size, and movement. I mean, you can do a single animal multiple times and it can have different movement. So I kind of pick those because it's almost limitless. And then I can really try to push to kind of get that sensation of movement out of the animals, which is my approach to this, because I want to make the material seem like it's trying to escape the rigidity of it. So it's just kind of my approach, and it's life is the best thing to sculpt, in my opinion.
It seems that you have a leaning towards going big.
Yes. No, all my sculptures, the bigger I go, I feel like it's more challenging, and I can actually put more pieces into the actual sculpture itself, which actually I love the uniqueness of it. When I go small, like, you know, I have to be very selective of what I use, and I like showing beauty of a broad range of materials.
I think I saw somewhere that you built a bullfrog, which was relatively small compared to your other work. Was that more challenging?
Yes, that piece actually I built for the city of Sterling Heights, and I did three sculptures for them. One was a hawk. I did a butterfly and then the frog. And out of those three, the frog was the smallest and actually seemed to be the most challenging. I did leave that one to the end because it was intimidating me, because it's frogs have a unique look to them. And I wanted to capture it correctly. So I put a lot of thought into the pieces I used to try to capture that.
Where can we see what you do?
Well, I do a lot of posts on my Facebook page and Instagram page. Both are at Kyle Burnett Art. I'm also building a website right now. Everything's growing, it's building, but the social media pages are kind of my main avenue of all my content. So definitely check those out.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Battle Creek metal artist Kyle Burnett. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.